Welcome back to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Scott Lunty here with you for the tournament tonight. And coming up next, we've got boys action for you. Fayette and Glasgow getting ready to go toe-to-toe. The hometown team gets a chance to host another semifinal game tonight, Scott. And it should be an interesting one between Glasgow and Fayette. We'll hear from both coaches here in a minute.
Yeah, it'll be a fun matchup between these two teams. We were talking in the office a little earlier today with Ben and Eric, and also Stuart, as a matter of fact, doing a fabulous job spinning dials back in Moberly, that this honestly could be a toss-up game. We got two teams both kind of on the upswing of things. Both can shoot from the perimeter. They can also have a good balance on the inside. It'll be a fun matchup. I think this game could honestly go either way. It just depends who comes out strong tonight.
So just about 6 or 7 minutes before we get you the tip of that one already, we've had one game go final here. Marceline and New Franklin going toe-to-toe. Marceline girls got the victory there. They'll head to the championship game of this tournament. And we are going to step aside for a short break here on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com and hear from the head coaches of Glasgow and Fayette.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
CentralMoInfo.com. So we're getting ready for our first Glasgow boys semifinal on the evening between the Glasgow Yellow Jackets and the Fayette Falcons. Big Crop, longtime Glasgow coach, joining us here. Coach, you talked about the other night being one of your more complete games. After looking at the film a little bit, what really stood out?
You know, it was a complete game, but I think what really stood out is how much more room for growth that this team has. There's a lot of things that we could be doing better, so I told them I'm pretty excited about the room for growth that we have. And, you know, I don't know if we'll grow that much tonight. You know, we haven't had a lot of preparation, but, you know, as far as the big picture of the season, I think there's a lot of chance for us to get a lot better throughout the season.
Tell me a little bit about that growth.
Well, just things that we could be doing better on the offensive end, things that we could be doing better on the defensive end. I know that's kind of general, but really that's what we're looking, just a few key things that we're going to look for throughout the night and things we could be telling them. And we're just looking forward to getting back out on the floor again in a competitive game.
You talk about during our tip-off interview back a couple weeks ago about the opportunity is there to take another step. You managed to have another, making some strides on the offensive side. We saw it from Herford and also Hamilton. But what has that done from the interior side of your game?
Well, I told them today that, you know, we got Breyer shooting 72% from the floor. So, you know, things will open up for him, and we can get him going a little bit more. And then, in turn, things will open up on the outside a little bit more as well. So, you know, they kind of play off of each other.
Again, Mick Crop, Glasgow coach, joining us here at CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Your opponent tonight is the Fayette Falcons. I know they lost to Crest All-Star Blake Dawson, but aside from that, it's pretty much the same team. What stands out?
Well, they're really hard to guard offensively. They can all put it on the floor. They can all shoot it. They're strong. They're athletic. They're quick. So, you know, they pose a lot of troubles as far as us trying to keep the ball out of the lane and keep them off the glass. So they really do a nice job of getting into the lane.
What are you looking to do to get back to your home championship and then also go 3-1 on Europe?
Well, I think that's the main thing we want to do defensively is keep the ball out of the lane as much as possible, have good closeouts, contain our man so we don't have to help as much, eliminate them to one shot. That way we can get into transition and get to the offensive end before the defense gets set.
Mick Crop, Glasgow coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, always good to catch up with you. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com with Fayette coach John Bishop ahead of the semifinal between his Falcons and the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Coach, what do you like about the start of your team's season so far?
Well, I was really surprised. We shot the ball pretty well the other night. Coming off, you know, we've only had about three practices total for all of us together with football, you know, playing late in the postseason. So I was really surprised the way we shot the ball. I thought we had a lot of energy. So I'm hoping we can continue to do that tonight too. So I think we're ready to go. These guys are motivated. They're ready to compete. So I like where we're at. I like our mindset. So hopefully that continues because we're going to need it tonight. These guys are, you know, they might be a little bit young compared to some of the teams they've had in the past, but they play real well, real solid. And so it's going to be an exciting night.
You talk about the energy level kind of get off the get-go in the first game. How important was that then when you stressed that coming into the game on Monday and now to tonight?
Well, you know, we had that snow day Monday and everything
Tuesday,
it got backed up. And so that was tough. But, I mean, it was nice and for us in a way because we were able to gain a little bit of an extra practice. We were able to practice that afternoon and kind of just get a little bit more continuity. You know, these guys know how to play. I said before they're well coached. They were well coached. Hopefully they continue to be well coached. You know, that's my job. But either way, they know how to play the game and they've kind of transitioned that really well. So I hope that continues. And again, it's about energy and effort. If you can carry that every night and battle the adversity that you're going to have and with the missed shots and whatever good things the other team does, you know, that's going to tell you what you're made of. So hopefully we got that tonight.
Glasgow coach Mick Kropp mentioned his quarterfinal game was probably one of the more complete performances his team has seen all season long. When you got to take a look at their film, what stood out?
You know, they shoot the ball well. And, you know, a couple of the kids, the Hamilton kid, the, you know, Hereford, I believe, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. You know, real good spot-up shooters. They catch and shoot real well. So we're going to have to defend that, certainly. You know, I think the boss kid, young man, can jump really well, really athletic, and he has a good game. So those are things we looked at and looked and stand out. I think they played well in transition, so we've talked a lot about that lately. Now, that hopefully plays well with us because we're, you know, we like to play fast and we like to be athletic. So I think if we can continue to do that tonight, we're going to be fun.
John Bishop, Fayette coach, joining us here, CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always good to catch up with you. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your coverage.
And that was John Bishop, head coach of the Fayette Falcons. Fayette and Glasgow getting set
right
for a semifinal matchup tonight. And we'll get you the starting lineups before we get to tip. Starting for Fayette, Kyle Schleter, number zero at the guard position. Vince Roberts taking the tip for Fayette. The senior, Cale Polson, the junior, as we get ready for the tip. Hornets take the tip. Colby Skaggs, the senior, will be at forward. And Isaiah Estes, number 33, will be at the forward position as well. We'll get you the starters for Glasgow when we have the opportunity to. Here's Deshaun Cowens at the top of the key for Glasgow, feeding to Hamilton. Hamilton with a jumper inside the lane doesn't go, and the Falcons will take it the other way. Here's Isaiah Estes with the top side, feeds to the left side block. Now to the top of the key, left side three for Roberts. Roberts gets a screen at the top of the key, slips the screen inside to Skaggs, tries to put it up. Now feeds outside to Polson, who puts up a three, doesn't go. Fayette grabs a rebound yet again. Here's Isaiah Estes with it inside the key, trying to put up a jumper, does it. Now feeds back outside with 7:10 left to go in this first quarter of action. Vince Roberts will bring out the offense for Fayette, who likes to move very fast pace. Both teams can really shoot it from beyond the arc. Here's a step back jumper from Roberts, and he's fouled. on the shot attempt. He'll go to the line to shoot two. For Glasgow, it'll be Brandon Prince-Tilzer, the senior on the interior. Udris Hamilton in the interior as well, number 13. Carson Frevert, number 20, starting for Mike McCropp and company, and Colin Logan Fimler down low at the forward positions. Vince Roberts misses the first and rattles out the second. Fimler goes to grab the rebound. He feeds to Herford, who tries to push it across quickly for Glasgow. Now goes far side to Prinsler. Prinsler to Hamilton. Hamilton inside the key to Fimler. Fimler gets it poked away by Isaiah Estes. Estes far side for Schleter. Schleter driving inside the lane. Now feeds to Skaggs. Skaggs puts one up for two. Doesn't go. Fimler rips down the rebound for Glasgow. Yellow Jackets trying to push the other way, trying to get their first bucket at home. Here's Boss, and he gets it to go for two. That one's good. Boss's first basket of the night. Here's a far side three for Fayette. Doesn't go. Rims out for Estes. And a foul's called underneath. Fayette on their all-black uniforms, traveling from right to left, or from left to right, rather, on your radio dial. And Schleter has it outside the lane. Goes corner three for Polson, and he gets it to rattle home. 3-2. Fayette leading Glasgow on the Yellow Jackets' home turf. Here's Prinsler at the top of the key. Gets a screen at the top of the key for Hamilton. Hamilton now feeding to Hereford inside the lane. Can't get it to go. Rattles off front iron. Falcons have numbers the other way. Feeding it all the way to Paulson on the other end, who gets his second bucket of the game and puts the Falcons up 5-2 on the Yellow Jackets. 5:20 left to go, 5-2. Fayette leading the Yellow Jackets. Here's top of the key for Udris. Udris Hamilton trying to feed top of the key. Can't get it to go. It's poked away by Fayette. And the Yellow Jackets get the possession the other way. It's Herford inside the lane. Puts it off the block. Doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Hamilton, who tries to put it back up and gets fouled on the putback attempt. Foul call to number 23 of Fayette. That's Colby Skaggs. That's his first. Team's first of the half as well. Inbound underneath the basket. Right side block for the Yellow Jackets. Here's Prinsler feeding inside to Hamilton, who gets fouled on his layup attempt. Hamilton will go to the line and shoot two. That's the first foul call on Isaiah Estes, his first, team's second of the half. Here's the first free throw attempt from Hamilton. He gets it to go. Second free throw goes home, 5-4. Yellow Jackets trail by one. It's a second of four tonight of the lineup that we have for you on Superstation Crest. Scott Lunty will have the call. The next two, Cam Thomas with you now, 5-4. Fayette leading Glasgow as a foul is called underneath. First foul called on Fayette's Josh Henderson. Or rather, that foul was called on the Yellow Jackets. Here's Fayette going back the other way. Spinning inside the lane as Schleter puts up a layup on the left side of the lane. Doesn't go. Here's Glasgow going the other way. It's Hereford outside for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound in, on the interior from Boss. Puts it back up. Count the bucket. It'll go to the lane. Breyer Boss looking for a three-point play as he goes to the line to shoot to tie this ball game up. 6-5, senior showing some intensity here early for the Yellow Jackets. Can't get the free throw to go. Rebound pulled down by Cowens, and he puts it back up and gets called for a foul, does Fayette. So Glasgow will go back to the line to shoot two. checking in for the first time of the night for Fayette. It's number 42, Chris Donovan. Glasgow gets the inbound to Hamilton. Hamilton outside, top of the key, feeds to Herford. Herford back outside to Hamilton for three, off the mark. Donovan picks up the rebound, and the Falcons will push the other way. Here's Schleter trying to find his way inside the lane, and he does. Gets a foul called underneath. We'll see who the officials put this one on. They'll put it on number 11, Udris Hamilton. That's his first, team's third of the half. Inbound for Fayette goes to Vince Roberts. Left side three, fins inside the lane to Schleter, who loses the basketball but gets it back. Schleter speeding inside the lane, gets the right-handed floater to go. 7-6, Glasgow now only leading by one. Here's a three from Hamilton. It goes. He's fired up here early in the early going. He's got five of his team's nine. And the hometown team getting another break as the ball goes out of bounds. They'll have possession moving from right to left, and they're all whites. 3:30 left to go in the first quarter of action. 9-7. Glasgow leading Fayette. Top of the key, it's Prinsler. Prinsler feeds to Hamilton. Now back to Boss. Boss left side lane to Hereford. And a foul called on the interior as the rebound is corralled down by Vince Roberts. Foul will be put on number 44, Briar Boss. That's his first. Team's fourth of the half, or fourth of the quarter, rather. And Fayette will have the possession going from left to right, and they're all blacks. Gold lettering with the black piping on the outside. Here's a screen top of the key. Driving left side lane as Roberts gets the floater to go. Ball game tied back up at 9-9 the score. Give and go inside the lane. Floater on the interior doesn't go. Poked away by Fayette. And Cole Paulson will take it the other way. Tries to feed far side. Can't. Boss snatches it out of thin air, and Glasgow will go the other way. Crifty moving the top of the lane to get it to Hamilton. Now back to Herford. Herford driving inside the lane. Puts up an acrobatic shot right side lane and gets fouled. A little too much chest action rather inside the lane. Foul goes on Donovan. That's his first, team's fourth of the quarter. Hereford at the line, shooting two, misses the first. Looking for the second to rattle home and give his team the lead at home. 9-9 the score, 2:34 left to go in the first quarter. Hereford misses the second, rebound pulled down by Donovan. Schleter will clear the basketball for Fayette. Tries to split two defenders on the right side of the block and can't. Ball gets poked out of bounds. They say it last goes off of Schleter. Sophomore's got some explosiveness to his game, but he's got to find the happy medium between explosiveness and cohesiveness on the offensive end. Here's Plitzler, top of the key, feeds to Hamilton. Hamilton. Now to Cowens. It's poked away by Glasgow, but Hamilton will take it back. Hamilton, acrobatic inside the lane, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Cowens, who puts it back up for two. 11-9, the lead for Glasgow has now gone to two at the 1:51 mark of the quarter. We've got our first time out of the half as the Yellow Jackets lead the Falcons 11-9, 1:51 to go. We'll step aside here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com for 60 seconds.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Welcome back to Glasgow, Missouri, 11-9. Hometown team, the Yellow Jackets, leading the Falcons by two. Five early points for Udris Hamilton. Fouls called underneath. Fayette on the offensive. It's Kyle Schleter's fouled on the interior, trying to go up for a bucket. He's fouled by number 44, Briar Boss. That's Boss's second of the quarter. He's got four early points for this Fayette team, or for, not for Fayette, rather for Glasgow. As Fayette sinks the first half of the free throw, Kyle Schleter gets it back within one for the Yellow Jackets. It's 11-10 with 1:43 to go in the first quarter. Schleter sinks the second half of the two. We're back tied at 11 with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Glasgow trying to feed to Hamilton, top of the key, and a double dribble is called on Deshaun Cowens. It's a second turnover of the half for the Yellow Jackets. They give way to the Falcons to try to grab back the lead at the 1:30 mark of the first quarter. Crowd has really picked up as the hometown team gets a crack at it here this weekend. As Hamilton pokes it away for Glasgow, he's on the run. And he's blocked emphatically by Vince Roberts on the other end. He travels coast to coast to get Hamilton from behind. Hamilton checks out. Checking in will be the freshman, number 15, Drew Sanders. Sanders gets the inbound right side. Almost pushed out of bounds by Roberts. Drives inside the lane, now feeds to Boss, who puts it off the glass for two. Briar Boss with 6 points here in the early going. That's good for half of the Yellow Jackets scoring. 13-11, they now lead by one. A minute remaining in the first quarter. Cowan's trying to jump the route and poke it away, but can't. Roberts keeps it inside the lane, puts up a jumper, doesn't go. Almost poked away from behind as he tries to split two defenders. Does Brandon Prinsler on the other end for Glasgow. He's fouled by number 33. Isaiah Estes, that's his second, team's second of the half. Ross Hudson will now check in for Isaiah Estes as Estes picked up his second foul of the half. So here's Prinsler with the handoff at the top of the key, gets it poked away. Ross Hudson making a quick impact as he just entered this ball game. Here's driving left side Lane Polson off the glass for two. Ties this ball game up at 13 with 30 seconds remaining in the first half, or first quarter, rather. Hereford, top of the key, driving left side lane, poked out of his hands, and a jump ball is called before the foul, or what the ensuing foul would have been. So that means the Falcons will take back possession, moving from left to right. We'll have a chance to grab back the lead, 25.9 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Vince Roberts, who's got one bucket on the night, will bring the ball across the timeline for the Falcons in their all-black uniforms, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Being guarded by Cowens, right side block, trying to cross over top of the lane, brings back the top of the key. Goes right side lane, pulling up, gets it blocked by Cowens with 4 seconds remaining. Sanders trying to bring it the other way for Glasgow, and he's fouled right at the scorer's table. With 3.1 seconds remaining, Jackets will have an opportunity to check Hamilton back in. Hamilton's got 5 points in the early going. He gets the inbound with two remaining. Now with one, puts up a heaver from half court, and it doesn't go. Score stays tied at 13 between the Glasgow Yellow Jackets and the Fayette Falcons. First quarter's ended between the two teams, and we will have more on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com after this short message from your local sponsors.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
...2018 Glasgow Tournament 13-13. Fayette and Glasgow are tied. 7:45 to go. Here's Boss inside the lane. Rip move around his defender. Can't get it to go. Tries to go back for the rebound, but a jump ball is called between him and Vince Roberts of Fayette. And it'll be an actual jump ball, it looks like. Mr. Sean Cowens checks in for Briar Boss. Falcons will take back the possession after the possession error will go to them. Kyle Schleter at it with the top of the lane, being guarded by Bean. Gets inside the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Colby Skaggs. Skaggs trying to go back up. Now Schleter has the basketball, and he goes up right side and gets fouled. Hacked on the underneath by Cowens. That's Deshaun Cowens. Second foul, 16 foul to half. One more and they'll be in the bonus, either team with both six fouls. Here's the first from Schleter, gets it to go. Schleter now with 4 points. Second leading scorer for Glasgow right now. Here's a second, Schleter gets it to fall on home. 15 to 13. Falcons leading the Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets moving from right to left in your radio dial in their all-white uniforms as Hamilton almost gets it poked away but keeps it on the left side of the court. Thought about a step-back three. Now hands off to Hereford. Hereford trying to find Cowens inside the lane. Can't. Saved at the end of the key. Now inside, back to Cowens. Cowens almost lost it, trying to feed outside to Hamilton, and it's poked away by Schleter, but a foul's called on Cowens as he tried to recover the basketball. That's Cowens' third. Team seventh, 1-1 upcoming for the Falcons, and he will have to check out. Briar Boss will check back in for the Yellow Jackets. So most of Schleter's points so far tonight have come at the lane. And a timeout will be called on the floor. 30-second timeout, so we'll take a 30-second timeout as well. 15 to 13, the score. Glasgow leading Fayette. We will actually keep it. We'll keep it right here on Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. 15 to 13, the score. 6:57 left to go in the second quarter of action. As Kyle Schleter goes to the line to shoot, he sinks the first, extends the Falcons' lead back out to three. Here's a second. Gets it to go. 17 to 13. Falcons now lead the Yellow Jackets. Glasgow has not scored in this quarter so far. 6:50 mark of the second. Hamilton trying to get the feet at the top of the key, and it goes out of bounds. He slips as he goes out of bounds. And lazy offense right now from Glasgow, turning into turnovers and buckets for Fayette. Defense! Schleter with a crossover at the top of the lane. Two-step on the right side, and he's fouled again. Kyle Schleter, engine that can't be stopped right now for the Falcons. He could extend this lead to 6 here in the early going of the first half. Schleter sinks the first. Checking back in for Glasgow is Drew Anderson. Or Drew Sanders, rather. Schleter rims out the second. Prinsler brings down the rebound for Glasgow. Top of the key feeds to Herford. Herford left corner, 3 for Sanders. No good. Rebound brought down by Colby Skaggs. Two-step inside the lane. Count the bucket for Cale Paulson. Paulson now has 9 points, could get into double digits if he's able to sink the free throw. Rebound clanks out. That foul went on Hereford. That's his first. As Roberts jumps the passing lanes, Glasgow was trying to push it the other way. Roberts goes off the glass right side, doesn't go, and the foul will be called underneath on Colby Skaggs, so Fayette will be called for the over-the-back foul. .606 to go in this second quarter of action. Briar Boss will go to the free throw line to shoot. 20-13. The Falcons lead. Here's Isaiah Estes checking back in after he went out about halfway of the first quarter, having 2 early fouls. Boss having a 1-1 here at the line. Missed the first. Tapped out of bounds by Glasgow on the return there. So Falcons, actually a foul will be called now. They say the foul is on number 13, Antoine Herford. Initially, Herford was battling for the rebound with Estes at the right side block. It was punched out of bounds. And it seemed that the possession was going to go to the Falcons either way, but now they say a foul was called on Herford. So that means that Isaiah Estes will go to the line to shoot 2. His first time at the charity strike tonight. Sinks the first. 21-13. Falcons lead the Yellow Jackets here at the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. 6:05 to go in the half. Second one goes, 22-13. Your score. Herford bringing the ball across the timeline for the Yellow Jackets, trying to set up the offense for Mick Kropp and company. They go far side to Hamilton. Hamilton pulls up from 3, rattles out. Schleter comes down with the rebound for the Falcons. And Hamilton has been cold ever since he got off to his 5-point start in the first quarter. Here's a drive inside the lane from Cale Paulson, and it goes out of bounds, poked out by a Yellow Jacket, so he'll have an inbound underneath the basket. Been a 9-2 run for Fayette here in the last couple of minutes. Here's Estes, right side lane, feeds to Schleter. Schleter two-stepping inside lane, called for a travel. You can see that one coming easy as Schleter tried to start his movements to the lane at the key, at the top of the key, rather. So first turnover forced by Glasgow here in the second quarter at the 5:15 mark of the half. 22-13, your score. The Falcons lead the Yellow Jackets. Here's a spin. Left side, Pritzler, it's poked out of bounds. As Hamilton lost possession, tried to get it back, and couldn't, so Fayette will take possession. Fayette has really controlled the basketball on the offensive end. Defensively, really trying to force turnovers on the Yellow Jackets, whose only answer has really been Hamilton so far tonight. Here's a 3, turn around and busted. Vince Roberts gets it in front of a Glasgow Yellow Jacket. 25-13, 4:50 to go in the quarter. Here's top of the key, Herford. Herford trying to get around his defender. Shots blocked inside the lane by Estes, but Herford will go to the line to shoot. 25-13. Now trying to get his team within double digits. .436 to go in this half. Herford misses the first free throw, rebound by Boss, and he puts it back up and is fouled by Estes. That's going to be Estes' third. Estes already playing on thin ice in this quarter as he had two, now has three, will likely come out of this ball game. So Glasgow trying to end the drought here at the free throw line with Briar Boss. He makes the first. Now trailing by 11 is Glasgow. They've got all the support that they could want tonight. Almost a packed house here at the gymnasium on the campus of Glasgow High School. Fayette, not too far away from home. About a 45-minute drive for Fayette to get here to Glasgow. So second free throw is synced. Falcons now lead by 10. Here's another jab step in front. Vince Roberts for three. Yes! 28-15. Roberts extends the lead for Fayette back out to 13. And there's Roberts on the defensive end trying to force some pressure. Jumped inside of a pass intended for Hamilton. It goes out of bounds, so Fayette will allow the Yellow Jackets to have another inbound. Here's Boss trying to get inside the lane, and he's fouled by Estes. So Estes is now going to have three. Thought he had three earlier, but the foul was actually put on another Falcon, so he will check out. Second time to the line in the last couple of minutes for Briar Boss. He sinked the last two to put them back within 10. Falcons three put it back at 13. That one puts it back at 12. Boss sinks the free throw. Checking in for the first time tonight for Fayette is Josh Henderson, sophomore forward. John Bishop usually uses about an eight-man rotation, but he's got to dig deep in his pocket now with the foul trouble that Isaiah Estes is having. Here's a second free throw from Boss. It goes. Checking back in for Kale Paulson. Checking back in for Fayette is Kale Paulson. Paulson's got nine so far tonight, so the wealth being distributed for the Fayette Falcons as they lead 28-17. There's a pass far side to Hudson. Hudson now feeds the top of the key to Roberts. Roberts with a pump fake top of the key, pulling up in front of the three-point line. Now feeds back outside for a three. Doesn't go from Darius Lee. Rebound pulled down by Drew Sanders of Glasgow. They'll go the other way, try to get something going offensively, down 11. 3:45 mark of the second quarter. Handoffs on handoffs at the top of the key. Now finally settles with Herford. Herford far side to Pritzler. Pritzler back to Herford, top of the key, being guarded by Roberts. Inside the lane, pump fakes once, then puts it off the left glass for two. Antoine Herford gets his first bucket of the night and puts his team back within a three-possession score, 28-19. Roberts trying to work around the screen. Now feeds to Lee. Lee feeding inside the key to Hudson, who tries to put one up. Doesn't go. Rebound being fought for between the Falcons and the Yellow Jackets. Falcons come up with it. Feed back to Lee, right side block. He spins, puts it off the glass, and goes in for two. That's his first points of the night, 30-19, as an errant three is put up by Glasgow on the other end. Doesn't go for Antoine Hereford. And the Falcons have momentum. Here's Roberts moving inside the lane. Tries to go back to the left side of the lane, but he's fouled. Officials put this on number 10, Brandon Pretzler. That's his first. Team's 10th of the half at the 2:40 mark. So both teams with over 10 fouls. They're both in the double bonus at this point. Officials Vince Roberts at the line to shoot. He's got 8 points on the night. Misses the first. It rims out. Kyle Schleter checking back in for the Falcons as well as Antoine Herford checking out for the Yellow Jackets. He'll be replaced by Jacob Bean. 31-19 as Falcons sink the second half of the two free throws from Vince Roberts. 31-19, Glasgow trying to find something offensively. Only thing that's been working is their inside game, and it's poked away by Fayette. Here's Kill Paulson, and he's fouled. Trying to push it from end to end, gets fouled underneath the basket. He'll go to the line to shoot. So tons of free throws and tons of free buckets for both teams here in the late going. They say if they go to the line, those are should be easy money. Here's the first from Paulson, rims out. So one of three from the line, the Falcons, in their last two trips. Could they make it 2 of 4? And they do as Paulson rattles it home. Extends his Fayette lead back out to 13, 32-19 with the 2:20 mark of the second quarter. Here's Hamilton with it for Glasgow. As he gets it back, tries to go inside the lane. And a foul's called underneath. It's Hamilton going to the line for the Yellow Jackets. So Hamilton with 5 points in the first half. 5 points that came in the first quarter. Hasn't really got much going in the second. No points for him and a couple of fouls to his credit here in the second quarter. Finally gets one to go. And he hits the free throw for two. Hits the free throw for one, rather. Second upcoming. Rattles out. Falcons take back possession. Rebound corralled by Henderson. He'll give off to Roberts, who set up the offense for the Falcons. John Bishop can't be anything but happy about what his team's done in this first half. Entry pass trying to get it to Donovan, but it's poked out. Hamilton taking it the other way. Here's a floater inside the lane. Doesn't go. Maybe pulled up for that floater a little bit too early, and Glasgow gets nothing on that possession. Here's Roberts on the other end for Fayette. Almost falls in the left corner. But pulls the basketball out to set up the offense. Paulson thought about a three. Decides not to take it. Back to Roberts, driving left side lane. Roberts going up strong, and he's denied. Boss with the rebound, pushing it the other way. Here are the Yellow Jackets trying to get a fast break bucket, and they can't. Foul called underneath on Breyer Boss as he fed off to Prinsler inside the lane. So Vince Roberts will go back to the line. Fourth time he's been to the line tonight. He's got 9. Leading by 12 for the Falcons, 32-20, with 1:13 to go in this half. Roberts sinks the first free throw. It's good. Checking back in for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets and number 13, Antoine Herford. Herford's got one bucket on the night, two fouls, hasn't gotten much going. One of the lead guards for this Glasgow team. They really rely on Antoine Herford and Udrys Hamilton. 14-point lead for the Falcons. Yellow Jackets trying to find an answer offensively at the 1 minute mark of the second quarter. Hamilton almost loses the basketball but gives way to Herford, who drives left side lane, gets it blocked. Rebound pulled down by Paulson, and here come the Falcons. Paulson from coast to coast. It goes. 36-20. Largest lead of the night for the Falcons. Hamilton, right side three. Arcing three, doesn't go. Paulson gets a rebound and hands off to Henderson before he falls down on the ground. Here's Lee the other way. Gets the two to fall in. 18-point lead now for the Falcons. They've definitely got the momentum now, and the Jackets just hanging on for dear life. Here's Sanders, far side. Feeds to Hereford, who tries to drive inside the lane, and he's fouled as he was double-teamed by Donovan and Henderson on the right side block. Jackets trying to stop the bleeding. It's the Falcons gone on another run. 8-0 run for the Falcons in the last 2 minutes. First free throw goes down for Herford. Here's the second. It goes. 38-22, 16-point lead for the Falcons. Trying to get one more bucket before the end of the half. Now 10 seconds left to shoot. Paulson with it outside. 5 seconds now. Step back in front of Hamilton. Off the mark. Doesn't go, and that's how the first half will end. 38-22. Glasgow leads Fayette. Here at the 2018 Glasgow Tournament on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com. We will step aside for a short break and come back with your halftime report live from the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Regional Missouri Bank is your locally owned community bank that offers prompt, quality service to the communities we serve.
With over 110 years of excellence behind us, we look forward to continuing to build relationships with customers like you.
We're here to be your bank. We have attractive deposit products,
competitive rate, home mortgages, agriculture financing, and consumer loans,
as well as digital solutions to help you manage your money on the go. Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
We're joined post-game here by Marceline coach Jordan Beck. First off, coach, congratulations making to the Glasgow championship. What does a tournament, getting to a tournament championship this early, mean for a team like Marceline?
Well, you know, last couple years we've played for third place or consolation. That was our goal this year, is to get into a championship game and a tournament, and here we are. It was a hard fought battle tonight, but we pulled it out. It wasn't by far probably never our best game, but good thing we're getting it out this early in the season, and maybe hitting it harder against Cairo tomorrow.
No question about it. We'll see who the matchup is between Cairo and Glasgow a little later on tonight. But you talk about kind of the slow start that the offense had. What was kind of the adjustment to get you back in the game?
Well, like I said before the game, Ramsey Bruner stepped it up. I told her she's got to go hard in that post. I know she can score from inside there. So we got some looks with Ramsey, and she put some points on the board the second half. And Bailey Jobson kept us in the game. You know, first half, she got a little bit of foul trouble there in the third quarter, so she had to be careful. But she still sat down and played some good defense. But Ramsey Bruner really stepped up for us in the second half.
How important was Bailey's offense, especially in that first half?
Well, she was the one that to get us going. I mean, she was the only one on right then. And I told the girls before the season, you know, if our top scorers aren't scoring, then it's going to be hard for us to get going. And Macy and Kenzie weren't scoring too many tonight, but Bailey stepped up. She took charge, and, you know, Kenzie sat down and played defense. She wasn't scoring her normal points, but she was still playing good defense. Macy, she has her off games early in the season every year that I've coached her. So tomorrow, I think they'll be ready to go.
Not your district championship, but it was a rematch of the district championship. If Cairo were to hold on, it would be a district championship rematch. How hungry would you guys be to avenge that loss from last year? If not, then what can we expect from Glasgow? Another Show Me Showdown team that you would happen to run into.
Yeah, we know what, you know, the two best players on Cairo's team, and we just got to shut those two down. And I mean, the other three girls can score as well. We're just going to have to sit down, play good defense, more help side tomorrow night, especially if we play Cairo. But they're hungry to get back after it if it is Cairo and Glasgow. I mean, we'll play to our best ability.
Jordan Beck, Marceline coach, joining us here. Coach,
We know you're going to be in the championship. Still don't know who it's going to be, but we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Ryan Skaggs in Moberly.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
We're joined here by Morgan Vetter, New Franklin Bulldogs coach, after a loss to Marceline in the semifinal. Coach, obviously the result not the one you're looking for, but you pretty much stood toe-to-toe with Marceline after a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter. What turned out to be a different step?
I think this is the first game I've seen so far where we just had a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, which is a good thing to see. I know obviously we don't want to lose, but you know, with this group that we have, you know, we have a column of wins and losses, and whether it shows up on the sheet, you know, these are one of those that we put on that single-digit loss category, and that's, you know, that's a win in our eyes for right now. This stuff is only bettering us for districts.
Yeah, that's a long way from now, obviously, since we got a good 3 or so months before that. But what can you take away from a game like this? Depth is, we talked about coming into the year, wasn't going to be the strength of this New Franklin team, but you went toe-to-toe with a district champion, well, not a district champion, but a district runner-up, and a good Marceline team.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's going to be in real game situations. You know, I think there at the end, that was a good thing for them to experience because we haven't been in that spot yet. And just stuff like that, I feel like they're going to grow and learn from that. And the biggest thing, you know, that's stuff they're just going to learn and pick up on and, like I said, grow from it.
What did your defense do so well that gave Marceline fits in that first half?
Like I said, I just feel like we were very active. You know, they were bouncing, they were talking. We really moved on the pass tonight, which is a great thing. You know, we didn't wait till they caught it and then moved. I think it was just a lot quicker.
You're going to get a CAC rival, either Cairo or Glasgow, in the third-place game. You've seen them plenty of times now with being in your third year. What can we expect?
It'll definitely be tough. You know, we're just hoping to kind of, like I said, play our game, know our strengths, and try to limit their possessions and play to our ability.
Morgan Vetter, New Franklin coach. Always appreciate the time. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
The Westran Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westran Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westran Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Western Athletic Boosters.
Welcome back to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament. Cam Thomas alongside Scott Lunty as we get set for the second half of Fayette and Glasgow. The Yellow Jackets really didn't have much offensively in the first half. They really had to rely on the play of their interior, Briar Boss, the leading scorer in the first half with 10 points, as well as Udris Hamilton. He has 6 points in the first half and tried to get it going offensively, but Mick Kropp's team just couldn't find too much. Fayette on the other end, they really had it going from three. They've got three guys in double digits, include Kyle Schleter, Vince Roberts, and Kale Paulson as well. They've really done a good job of getting out on the offensive end as far as it concerns getting points off turnovers. They've really been aggressive in the fast break opportunities, and John Bishop can't be anything but happy about what his team did in the first half. So we are almost ready for second half action. Is 38-22 here at the 2018 Glasgow tournament. The winner will head to the championship game tomorrow night at 7:30 here at Glasgow High School. And if you're the Yellow Jackets, Scott, you would really want it to be at home, but if the second half is anything like the first, looks like they're going to be going to a third place game.
Yeah, just taking a look at some of the numbers while I was catching up with some of the coaches. Don't see Adrees Hamilton or Antoine Herford getting much opportunity on the offensive side, and that they were kind of the driving point on the Wednesday night camp, which really propelled Glasgow into this semifinal. You're almost looking for a little bit more of an exterior presence, maybe hit a couple threes or so, and I would credit Fayette. They've been aggressive the duration of this game, it appears to be, and if you're John Bishop, you hope that they keep it up.
Yeah, you talk about Hamilton. He had 29 points in that contest on Wednesday, and tonight only has six. So he'll have to pick it up, and so will Anton Herford if Glasgow wants a chance at their own championship title. Well, they will have the ball first, but quickly Kyle Schleter takes it away for the Falcons. He's got room to work with and takes it all the way to the rack.
That's impressive.
To put the Falcons up 18.
That's impressive ball instincts right there on Schleter, and that's where you kind of set the tone right there. Just go right at him.
And the Yellow Jackets will do the same thing the other way. Count the basket for Antoine Herford, and he will go to the line for one. You didn't see that type of aggression from Herford in the first half, and really from a lot of Yellow Jackets. They were deferring to the three-point line instead of trying to attack the interior, and didn't work so well for him in the first half, but maybe that could be a good sign of things for the second.
I think the big thing is just get a couple buckets. If it comes from Herford or Hamilton, that'll be important.
Here's Boss getting back the rebound after Herford misses the free throw, and it goes.
I've been impressed with Briar Boss these first couple games, Cam. He's a little more assertive on the inside. I think that's a byproduct of just having some more outside help. It's opened up some space for him.
Here's a right side wing three for Estes. It doesn't go. Rims out, and Glasgow has numbers the other way. Here's Boss getting the feed from Herford. Doesn't go, but the putback is good from Deshaun Cowens. Here's Schleter on the other end for the Falcons. Can't get it to go, and Glasgow will have some room to work with the other way. Udris Hamilton is fouled on the push for the Yellow Jackets, and would love to see him get a little bit more involved. You talked about Hamilton only having six in the first half, but if he gets a little bit more involved and tries to help cut this deficit to something manageable, maybe a couple of possessions, you're within four or six. You've got something to work with if you're the Yellow Jackets.
He hasn't had a chance to get a good shot off. Oh, Brian IQ.
Here's a good shot, a three from the top of the key, and Hamilton lets it go, and it's good for three.
Those are shots you like to see Adrees Hamilton hit. If you give him some space, he will knock down that three anytime he's that open.
Here's Estes trying to get a bucket on the interior for the Falcons, and a jump ball is called as Briar Boss got his hands on it. So the Falcons will have the possession underneath the basket. They'll go four straight up the left side lane, feeding inside to Skaggs, and Skaggs is fouled on the inbound. That foul will go on Briar Boss. That's his second. Rather, third, team's first of the half. Kale Paulson with the inbound. Gets it to Lee. Lee feeds top of the key to Schleter. Schleter now corner to Paulson. Paulson trying to get around his defender. Driving on the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs. He goes back up. And that doesn't go. Yellow Jackets will take the possession the other way. Here's Hereford going coast to coast. It rims out. Estes comes down with the rebound. Three on four.
Buckets.
For the Falcons, interior to Schleter. He gets the oop from Cowens, it was, or rather Estes. And the lead is put back out to 11. Corner three from Cowens. Arcing three, not enough on it. And Lee will take it back for the Falcons. Hands off to Estes. Estes right side lane. Charge called on Isaiah Estes. That's Estes's fourth foul of the evening. He will exit this game at the halfway point of the third. Checking in for him will be Ross Hudson.
That's a big loss because Estes provides so much on the defensive side for Fayette. And taking that charge in that instance, driving to the bucket, that's one you don't want to take there if you're the three-time Football Crest All-Star.
Hamilton with a three, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Boss, who puts one back up. Gets it to rattle home. He's got 14, leading score tonight for Glasgow. 42-33. Timeout called by Fayette. They lead by nine, the 5:26 mark of the half. We will keep it right here with a 30-second timeout called on the floor. Regional Radio would like to encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fillmore Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Moaning Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Westran Athletic Boosters, the Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, and D&L Trucking, all of Huntsville. 42-33, the score. Glasgow trailing by nine to the Fayette Falcons. Here's a pick and roll top of the key, but it's poked away by the Yellow Jackets. Now they get it poked away at the end line. Falcons going the other way. Schleter trying to spin inside the lane, and he gets called for a travel. Easy call right there, right side block. Schleter just trying to do too much.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a good defense there, actually, by the Yellow Jackets. Just sealed off that base, and Schleter just tried to cheat a little bit and walk past him.
Here's Herford on the other end. Gets a bucket to go. He's really heating up here in the second half. He's got six here in the third. Lead cut to the smallest it's been since the first quarter, 42-35. Down by seven is the hometown team. Here's an entry pass to Skaggs. Tries to take one bounce. Now feeds outside to Paulson for three. No good. Rebound by Hamilton. He's got numbers the other way. Two on three. Now pulls it out. Now takes a three quickly. Goes off the front iron. Rebound pulled down by Ross Hudson of Fayette. Aaron pass goes the other way. It gets poked out of bounds. And Falcons will keep possession.
I like the space Hamilton found on that previous shot, but I'm not a fan of how he took the shot. When you make that 180, you want to get your feet square and then take that shot. He just did a quick spin around, a little slow look.
Here's Schleter with a shot in behind the three-point line, gets it to go, extends his Fayette lead back out to 10, 45-35, your score. Hamilton. Feed stop of the key to Pritzler. Pritzler now inside the lane to Boss. Boss looked like he tried to put it up, but got poked away by a Falcon. So Yellow Jackets will keep the possession. Pritzler will have the inbound underneath the basket, right side block. Glasgow looking a little confused on the inbound. Finally, Hamilton pops outside the three-point line to take the inbound, and he falls down. And ball goes out of bounds, so the Falcons will take the possession the other way. 4 minute mark of the third, 45-35. Falcons leading by 10. Here's Hudson popping out the top of the key, now feeds to Schleter on the other end, but he gets it stolen away. Pletzler trying to go the other way, and Skaggs gets called for the foul. He was on the ground trying to fight with Pritzler for the possession. So Skaggs will be called for the foul as well as a technical underneath the basket. So Skaggs' day is done early. He doesn't have any points on the night, but he's really shown how important he's been on this interior for John Bishop and company. And a little confused is John Bishop on why his player got a technical and a regular foul. from our vantage point, it looked like it would have just been a personal foul as there was a little bit of the scuffle underneath the basket. But unless something was said out of the ordinary, it didn't look apparent that a technical foul should have been called just on the physical appearance of the play.
I'm a little curious why they called the technical there, unless he perhaps stepped over someone. It may have been an unsportsmanlike in that instance. Then you can see why they called it in that case. John Bishop still playing his argument as Hamilton makes the first of his free throws.
So this could
I'm curious why they called that. That would be the only reason why I think that would be a technical.
Well, in general, it could be a big swing if Hamilton sinks his second free throw, which he takes now, and he does.
And they're going to get the ball back.
They get the basketball back as well. You think about a five-point swing on one single play. That's what this could turn into for Fayette. And Glasgow could be back in business within five.
No need to say, this is a very important possession here for the Yellow Jackets. If they can find some sort of points, they're right back in this.
Here's the inbound underneath the basket to Hereford. He tries to split two defenders at the right side block, and a jump ball is called. Possession will stay with the Yellow Jackets of Glasgow, so they get another shot to cash in on the technical foul and personal foul that was called on Colby Skaggs that ended his day. Here's Hamilton popping out side of the three-point line. Jumper is off, but a foul is called on the interior. Vince Roberts looked to be pushed, and he was pushed by Deshaun Cowens.
With it being off the ball, that's a break for Fayette because that would have been a three-point shot.
So Sanders checks in for Cowens in the 3:35 mark of the third. 45-37, they lead. Roberts thought about pulling up for a shot, but a foul was called inside the lane on number 10, Brandon Prinsler, before Roberts got to the interior, so they will have another throw-in. Will Fayette underneath the basket, it's Paulson, and feeds outside to Roberts. Now topside is Schleter. Schleter in the corner to Paulson for three. Rattles out. Rebound pulled down by Hamilton of Glasgow. He will push it the other way. Hamilton trying to push off his defender and Roberts. Crossover now feeds inside the lane to Boss. Boss far side to Sanders. Sanders fighting for the possession with Hudson. And a foul's called on Ross Hudson. That's going to be Hudson's first, I believe. And it is.
John Bishop, not a happy camper on that sideline. Don't blame. Those are one of those fouls, Cam, where it's not really necessary from the aspect of it's not going to change anything.
And the foul's called at the top of the key as Antoine Hereford was trying to get around an defender and Chris Donovan. And he just pulls out his leg a little bit too much on the screen. And that will put the Yellow Jackets in the bonus. And seven team fouls on Fayette here in the quarter at the 3:08 mark in the third. 45-37 as Antoine Hereford creeps to the free throw line for two. Here's the first. Clanks out, back iron, trying to fight for the rebound as Hereford, but it's pulled away by Schleter. Schleter's got 16 to lead all scorers on the night. Most importantly, the most for Fayette. Here's Paulson driving left side lane. Left-handed layup, good. 10-point lead now for Fayette.
You want to see Glasgow more contested on that attack.
Hereford answers back with a two of his own on the other side. 47-39. They trail. Does a hometown Glasgow Yellow Jackets. 47-39 with 2:30 to go in the third. Here's Schleter. Feeds topside to Roberts. Thought about a three. Now driving left side lane. Pivots at the right side block. Now back outside to Paulson for three. Count it. Cale Paulson is now in double figures. Well, he has been for a little while. He's got 17 now. He leads all scorers for the Falcons. Trying to answer back on the other end is Prinsler. It's off the mark. Schleter driving the other way. Bucket doesn't go, but the foul does on Drew Sanders.
He had a wide open Vince Roberts on the left side. He didn't see, could have opened up at least a inside the arc two But that's a big bucket there by Cale Poulsen to extend that lead back out to double digits. Gives Fayette a little bit more of a spark as they're about 10 minutes away.
So Schleter now has 17. He's tied with Paulson for the leading scorer for the Falcons. 12-point lead now for Fayette as well, 51-39 with the 2:01 mark in the third quarter. Sinks the second, 52-39. He's got 18 now. So here's Hereford trying to answer back for Falcons, or rather for the Yellow Jackets. Feeds to Hamilton, top of the key. Hamilton being worked on by Ross. And as Hamilton feeds to Hereford, it's a foul called on the reach. And that one will go on Vince Roberts. That's Roberts' fourth of the night. Roberts has 11 points. He'll check out. Checking in for him is Darius Lee.
Fayette's depth is getting a little tested here with Estes and now also Lee in a little bit of foul trouble. You want to see some of these second and third guys that come off the bench to contribute on the offensive side a little bit.
Rebound is ripped away by Chris Donovan. And you wonder who the foul goes on underneath. I believe it will go on Breyer Bross. If it does, that's going to be his fourth. And it does. So he's got four now. Going to the line now for his first attempt. Actually, no, they won't send him to the line. Falcons only have five.
Should be a 1-1.
Well, Yellow Jackets only have five now. So once they get to that seven threshold, they'll have the 1-1. Boss will check out. Checking in for him will be Logan Fimler. 1:30 mark in the third quarter now. Fayette in complete control. And a charge is called underneath the basket. It's Chris Donovan being called for his fourth personal of the night. So he will check out. Josh Henderson will check back in for him. So a couple of important interior players on both ends getting tacked for fouls. We've already seen one of Fayette's own and Colby Skaggs be lost for the entire game with the personal foul and the intentional foul. So Yellow Jackets may have something to work with. Here's a three from Hamilton off the mark, brought down by Sanders. He puts back up a bucket, no good. Spinning inside the lane is Fimler, who gets it to go.
Nice little hook shot there from Fimler.
52-41. Fayette leading Glasgow. Trip to the championship game on the line for both of these teams. Screen left side. Darius Lee works around it, trying to drive inside the lane, and he's fouled. Foul will go on number 54, Logan Fimler. That's his first. Team's six of the half. Here's a feed to Henderson, right side, outside the three-point line. Now feeds to Paulson. Schleter for three, off the mark. Hereford brings down the rebound, spins inside the lane. He's got room. Now puts up a bucket for two. It goes. 52-43. Lead back down to nine. He's got 12 now, does Hereford. Hamilton's been off the mark all night, so Hereford's carried this Glasgow team. Here's an Aaron two inside the lane. It's off the mark from Cale Paulsen just puts it up inside the lane. Trying to get some type of contact, but nothing goes. 10 seconds left in the third quarter as Hereford brings it across the timeline for the Yellow Jackets. He goes far side to Sanders with 4 seconds. Now Hamilton with two. Pulls up with one. Front iron, no good.
That's a good effort there by Hamilton off the buzzer.
52-43. Jackets trying to find anything left in the tank as they vie for a bid to the 2018 Glasgow Championship Tournament matchup. We'll step aside here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green! WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
We're back with the fourth quarter of Fayette and Glasgow. Boys side going toe-to-toe as Fayette's up by 9 to start the fourth. Here's a drive inside the lane. Count it for Ross Hudson. And a Yellow Jacket is hitting the mouth, it looks like, after the play concluded. Number 24, Jacob Bean, was holding his mouth after the bucket went in for Ross Hudson. We get play started back as they give him a second to grab a breather. 54-43. Jackets leading the Falcons. Hamilton, top of the key, three. Off the mark. Who else but Ross Hudson pulls down the rebound, feeds over to Paulson. Paulson takes a three in transition. Off the mark. Hamilton pulls it down, and he's trying to put it in transition for the Yellow Jackets. Crossing the timeline. Here's an open three for Bean. Doesn't go. Ball hits the top of the basket, so it's out of bounds.
You like to see Fayette kind of press up a little more in that transition. That was too easy of a look there for Jacob Bean on the outside.
So here's Falcons with it. Topside wing for Schleter. Under 7 minutes to go. Roberts will pull it out to the top of the key now for Hudson. Hudson, far side to Roberts. Roberts feeds inside to Estes. One dribble, goes to the left side with the hook, and it goes.
It's good vision there by Estes, taking the open space and going with the hook. It's an easy shot.
Crossover, top side, feeds inside the lane. Doesn't go for Logan Fimler. Here's Paulson on the other end. Left-handed layup is good for the junior. And a 15-point lead for the Falcons has come to fruition here in the fourth. At the 6:22 mark of the fourth, it's all Falcons over the Yellow Jackets. We will keep it right here on Superstation Crest and CentralMOInfo.com. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Great Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater, Marceline R5 School District of Marceline. Micknin's Main Street Pub of Fayette, Howard Electric serving Howard County and portions of Northern Boone County, Southern Randolph County, and Southeastern Cheriton County. Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia. Rickards Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Airlink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties. And Oldham Monument LLC of Marceline. 6:22 left to go in the fourth. 58-43. Falcons now out to a 15-point lead over the hometown Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Top of the key, it's Hereford. Hereford feeds inside the lane to Boss, who spins, puts one up for two, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Isaiah Estes, who brings it across the timeline for the Falcons. Now tries to feed far side, but is poked away on the ground. Boss has it now for the Yellow Jackets, and a jump ball is called as Boss was on the ground. Vince Roberts got a hand in there to try to get in on the action. But nonetheless, Yellow Jackets will get the possession arrow with under 6 minutes to go in this contest.
It's a good closeout there by Glasgow. Didn't allow Estes to just bulldoze his way through. Somebody's very notorious about
Top of the key, it's Boss for the Yellow Jackets. Feeds far side to Herford. Herford now in the corner to Hamilton. Hamilton gets called for stepping out of bounds. He's in disbelief. But Fayette will gladly take the possession their way. Up by 15, trying to extend their lead by more. Schleter gets it far side. And now Roberts will slow down the offense for Fayette. Back to Schleter. Looking for a screen, top of the key. Now Roberts cuts inside to free up some space for Schleter, who feeds left side for Paulson. Paulson going one-on-one with his defender. Now back to Roberts. He's trying to hold the basketball as they try to feed to Estes. He's poked away by the Yellow Jackets. Prinsler will come down with the rebound.
It's good instinct by Boss to tip that.
Here's corner three for Hamilton. Puts it up. Too short. Schleter comes down with the rebound for the Falcons. Tries to feed it to Roberts, who gets it deflected, but comes back down after the deflection off a Yellow Jacket. Puts up a bucket. Doesn't go. Paulson jumps the cut. Puts up a bucket. Doesn't go. Goes off a Yellow Jacket. And the Falcons somehow keep possession after missing back-to-back layups.
That's a little bit of a careless pass there by Boss. He just assumed Herford was going to be there. He just didn't take a look and see the defense and Paulson cutting in.
So here's Schleter trying to keep it on his side of the timeline for the Falcons, and he does. Foot just stays on the left side. Here's Paulson driving inside the lane, and a foul's called, or rather, a charge is called. Looked like official went for count the bucket, but no bucket went up, so actually was going for the charge call on Schleter. That's his second. Glasgow trying to find something here, and they do. It's a bucket from Brandon Prinsler. He goes underneath the basket, goes the other side, inside the lane for two. Here's Estes. One power dribble. Travel call before the dribble. Estes knew he had to save himself as his momentum was moving forward inside the lane, tried to put down the dribble, but foot got down before the dribble did.
He essentially stepped towards the other side of the bucket and tried to do his quick hook shot. Didn't pay off that time.
So down by 13 now is Glasgow. Looking for a bucket. They find Hamilton, who gets a screen at the top of the key. Now being worked on by Hudson, and Roberts is called for the push-off foul. That's Roberts' third. Roberts has battled tonight offensively, but the Falcons have really done a good job of containing him, letting him have those open threes, not letting him get inside the lane. And sometimes for a shooter, it just isn't your night if you can't get it to fall. So the Falcons will have it the other way, up by 13. Cale Paulson has it outside the key. Now feeds to Roberts, top side, right side of the lane, outside of the three-point line. Looking for Schleter, and he does. One power dribble, goes left side block. Off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Hornet, so Falcons will keep possession inside of 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Here's the inbound. Fake inside the key. Paulson puts up two, doesn't go. Coming down with the rebound is Boss. Here's Herford the other way. And he goes out of bounds. Tip ball off of Falcons, says the near side official. Far side official underneath the basket had it going the other way to the Falcons, but the near side official saw something different.
I agree. That's the right call because it went off of a Falcon knee there, and that's why I carry him that far out.
3:15 mark of the fourth. Inbound goes to Hamilton, who gets a screen at the top of the key. Trying to get around that screen. Gets around another defender, now feeds to his teammate, guard Herford. Herford feeds back to Hamilton, who's looking for something, and gets it poked away by Hudson. Out of bounds, Falcons basketball. Tough, tenacious defense on Hamilton. That's what's kept him contained all night. Falcons not letting up at all here in the late going.
It's a good game plan because the one thing that Fayette is good at, Cam, is just getting up in your face and playing some hard-nosed basketball. If they can continue that, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
Here's Schleter almost losing the basketball, and a foul's called. Deshaun Cowens goes behind him and tries to poke it away, so that'll send Schleter to the free throw line, looking for his 9th, 8th, and 20th point of the game. So checking in for Glasgow will be Drew Sanders. And Kyle Schleter at the line. He's got 18 points on the night. Sinks the first. Now tied with teammate Kale Paulson for the leading score of all players on the floor. And he takes that away from his teammate. He's now got 20. 2:40 to go in the fourth. 60-45. 15-point lead for the Falcons. As the Jackets move from left to right. Here's Pretzler trying to drive inside the lane. Feeds to Boss, who misses the dunk. Now Hamilton for three. Doesn't go. Boss gets the rebound, puts it back up, and gets his retribution for two.
Cannot dunk in that situation if you're Breyer Boss. Got away with it, but you need the points, especially down by 13.
And a timeout's called on the floor. Full timeout for the Falcons at the 2:10 mark. They lead by 13. We'll step aside here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monic Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership both in and out of the classroom that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monic Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to Glasgow High School. It's 60-47. Fayette leads Glasgow. With 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter of action. Three Falcons are in double digits so far tonight, and they have had the control here in the second half, but Yellow Jackets poke it away. It's Boss on the other end, and he slams it home for two. He missed a dunk on the last possession, finally gets his dunk of the night, and puts his team within 11. Here's Schleter, almost loses the basketball for the Falcons. Now going the corner to Paulson. Feed far side for Roberts. Roberts thinking about a three and gets fouled on the exterior of the three-point line. It's Brandon Pretzler with his fourth foul of the night. That will send Roberts to the line for two. Yellow Jackets not really with, well, sends it to the line for a one and one, so best-case scenario for the Yellow Jackets right now.
You're okay with that foul here, Prentzler, even though it's four. You still have one to get. Final one on the one-and-one. See if you can get a miss.
Here's a free-throw line. Misses the front half of the one-and-one, but Estes there to trying to get the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Possession will stay with the Falcons.
It's a good jump by Estes to get in there and grab that. That's a big jump ball.
So inbound will now go to Hudson. Hudson far side to Schleter. Schleter, Crifty move inside the lane. Feeds to Estes, who puts it off the glass for two. Falcons answer on the other end with a block from Estes. Comes back with a second block, but gets called for the foul. It was Antoine Hereford trying to go back up for two. 1:22 to go in this contest. 62-49, and unless the Yellow Jackets can come back with some real firepower here in the last 1 minute and 22 seconds, Looks like this one will go to Fayette. Hereford has something else to say about that. He sinks the first free throw. Here comes the second.
Be about as aggressive as you can on the offensive rebound here.
And he misses. Roberts comes down with the rebound and pushes quickly the other way for the Falcons. Coast to coast. Roberts puts it up. Doesn't hit any of the rim, but he does get two free throws. And that is five fouls on Brandon Pretzler. We'll see who will come in for the Yellow Jackets. They'll get some time to talk it over.
It's essentially a free timeout for Glasgow because you get 30 seconds to make the switch. So I don't mind the foul out in this situation. You're basically getting a free timeout if you're McCropp.
So Hamilton will check back in. And
now they'll call a timeout and get some extra time.
So now a timeout's call on the floor. Full timeout taken, and we will take one as well. 12-point lead for Fayette over Glasgow. We'll be back with more on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. Good luck to all the teams in the Glasgow tournament.
Well, Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Slater School District of Slater, MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Bank, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keesiesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Steinstricker is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. First free throw does go for Vince Roberts. They now lead 63-50. Do the Fayette Falcons over the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Vince Roberts with his second free throw. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down by the Yellow Jackets, but it goes off the leg of Antoine Hereford. It will go out of bounds, and the Falcons will take back possession. Yellow Jackets really just shoot themselves in the foot down the stretch here.
Not only that, but anytime they've had a bucket, Fayette has always had an answer. You've got to give them credit on that as well, Cam. When Glasgow gets something, it feels like they get back in. They've had either a big three or a big bucket to answer it, and you mentioned Glasgow's had a couple opportunities to get much closer, but some self-inflicted wounds are going to be a difference in this game.
And it's just going to be a hold-the-basketball game now for the Falcons. Roberts fouled at the top of the key by number 24, Jacob Bean. That's going to be his first. Team's over 10 now, so they'll go to the line for two. Schleter will now just have a chance to boast his 20-point night. Now he's got 21 as he makes the first. Cale Paulson also in on the double-digit mark for Fayette. He's got 19, Vince Roberts with 12, and now Kyle Schleter with 22. So here's Glasgow moving from left to right. It's poked away by Paulson. Paulson's got some free reign, puts up a layup on the right side, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Bean as he gets it poked away on the other end as he tried to push across the timeline for Glasgow. So the Yellow Jackets will keep possession. Down by 15 now with 35 seconds remaining in the fourth. Far side wing for Sanders. Top of the key for Hamilton. Pulls back for three. Hits front iron, and the Falcons will dribble this one out for a victory. They will have the opportunity to go to the 2018 Glasgow Tournament Championship game. That'll be tomorrow night at 7:30. And they await who they will play in that championship game as well. As time is winding on down, Vince Roberts will dribble it on out for the Fayette Falcons, and John Bishop and company take care of business of the Yellow Jackets on their home floor. 65-50, your final score here from the Glasgow 2018 tournament. And it is time for our outstanding player of the game. I think it will go to Kyle Schleter. 22 points, a couple of assists, and 5 boards on the night for Kyle Schleter. He is the outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, a Jeff Freeman agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, visit the Jeff Freeman agency in Moberly. Again, Kyle Schleter with 22 points on the night. He leads the Fayette Falcons to a 65-50 victory, and he is our Farmers Insurance outstanding player of the game. Coming up next, Cairo will take on the Glasgow Girls.